Okay, the boys, so today's daf is Kuf Yud Zayin. We're starting the Mishnah on Kuf Tes Zayin Amid Beis. Final line says the Mishnah: Chayme b'chelev mi b'dam, v'chayme b'dam mi b'chelev. There are chumris that chelev has that dam does not have, and there are chumris that dam has that chelev does not have. Now, give me examples. Says the Mishnah: Chayme b'chelev she'achelev mi alin boy, v'chayoven olam ishem pigul. The noiser v'tame, masha ein kein v'dam. Chelev, as we know, typically is put on the mizbeach, on the marach as part of the aimurim. If instead of doing that, someone were to take the chelev of a carbon and would eat from it, or would go and try to sell it, or do something with it and have anu'ah from that chelev, he'd be oiver on hilchos me'ila. And as you know, if a person goes and is moil behegdish, and he did it b'shoigig, he has to bring a special carbon called a carbon asham me'ilais. But this only applies to the chelev. It does not apply to dam. Even though dam can also not be used for your own private purposes, dam has to be used for zrika on the mizbeach. Were you to take that dam and instead appropriate it for your private individual benefit, such as eating from the dam, or selling the dam, or doing something else, there is no hilchos me'ila. How do I know? The Gemara is going to bring three psukim a little bit further down the amud. V'chayoven olav mishum pigul. What happens if your carbon already was nispagel? Because the kohen that was doing the avoida, the person that was shechting, whatever, had in mind that we're going to go l'mashal, we're going to eat from this carbon chutz l'zmanoi. As you know, the zman for regular carbon is yom v'layla. When it comes to a shlamin, it's shnei yom v'layla echad. So what happens if someone says, we're going to bring this carbon right now, and we're going to have in mind to eat it as part of Kiddush on Shabbos, which is 3 or 4 or 5 days away, then that's a machshava hamefagelis. It becomes pigul. So what happens now if a person ate from the chelev of such a carbon that became pigul? Then he's over on eating pigul. And if you eat pigul, chas v'sholem, there's a din of kares. However, what happens if a person ate from the dam of that same carbon, which was nispagel? No din of kares for eating pigul. Similarly, noiser.
He's machuyev dam.
Yeah, for sure. That's absolutely. In all of these cases.
It's one chatas, unlike the chelev, where it'd be two chatas.
What you're saying is absolutely correct. Rashi says that, in fact, very explicitly in the case of Tomei. We haven't gotten to Tomei. That'll be Mirchem, another two cases. But if you look at Rashi with Tomei, second line from the top, Em ochle b'tumas aguf chayiv shtei chatois. Achel b'shem chayiv v'achel b'shem tumas aguf shehi b'karis. Just like you said, by our case of pigul, the same thing applies there too. But Avadi, you're right. If you have dam from a karm, which is in the spagel, you don't have two times the chatas, you only have one chatas because of eating dam. That's correct. The same thing applies.
One small question.
Let's just finish it. Another two words, and then you'll ask the question, okay? The same thing with Gabi Noiser. Noiser, you know, means that you have the carbon go beyond the allocated zman of either Yom V'Layla, Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad, and you have some of that carbon left over. You're over on the Isser of Leisisiru Mimenu Ad Boiker. What happens if a person were to eat from Noiser? It's a din of kares. B'shoigig has to go and bring a carbon chatas. What happens if he didn't eat the basar of a carbon, which was noiser, but he ate the chelev? Says Agamor, he's chay mishum chelev of noiser. And you're right, he'd have two separate chatois, one because of chelev and one because of noiser. And finally, the same thing applies to tame, someone who ate a carbon tumas haguf. As you know, any person that eats carbon tumas haguf, then, regardless of whether he's the Kohen, whether he happens to be the Tzar, what's the din? Din of Kares, Chas V'Sholem. Okay? What happens if instead of eating the carbon itself, he ate from the Chelev of the carbon? That's what Rashi says. Two Chatois, one because of Chelev, and one because of eating the carbon to Mesaguf. But this would not apply to the Dam. If there was Dam that was beyond his man, was Noiser, or if he ate the Dam with Tumas Aguf, there would not be a din of kares mishum tumas aguf. Avadi would get out stam. And if it was bishoigig, he would only have to bring one karman chatos because of the din of dam, but not because of tumas aguf. What's your question?
We know from Tzvachin that Machshavas Mefargelas of the basar on the dam, to eat it, to sprinkle it, chutz mano, chutz mikomo, it destroys the korban. Is the chelev, can a person be mefargel in their thoughts about the chelev of the korban, if they intend to be zorik the chelev, chutz mano, chutz mikomo?
My recollection is that there are three ways to go and be mefagel the carbon. Number one, to have in mind to eat it chutzes manai chutzem koimai. Number two, to be zorik the dam chutzes manai chutzem koimai. And number three, to be makta the aimerin chutzes manai chutzem koimai. That's my recollection from Mesechtes Zvochem. But you're not talking about over here to create pigle. We're talking about that it was a confirmed pigle. Now the question is, if a person eats pigle from a regular carbon, then he gets chas v'sholem kareis, b'shogeg, he has to go and bring a karbon chatas. What happens if he didn't eat the basar of the carbon that was already pigel, but he ate the chelev or he ate the dam? That's what our Mishnah says, vis-a-vis the chelev, yes, he has to go and bring a karbon chatas, b'shogeg, but vis-a-vis the dam, he is potter, he does not have to bring such a karbon chatas. Continuing yet, right to the Mishnah, masha'enki b'dam. Okay. So far we have enumerated four chumris by chaylev over dam, and now we have v'choyim b'dam over chaylev. She'adam noig b'behema v'chayev v'oif bein tameim bein tohirim. As we know, the din of dam applies across the board by all behemois, chayos, oifois, sai tome, sai tohar. Meaning tome, even if you're eating from the dam of a horse, which is a behema tameya. Nevertheless, you're over the din of dam. Bein tome, bein tar. V'chelev ein noig, el b'behemah tohira bilvad. The whole din of the Isra chelev is by behemah tohira, not even by a chaya tohira. If you have venison, buffalo, or whatever constitutes kosher chayos, there is no din of chelev. Zok Timar. We said in the Mishnah that there's a din of me'ila by chelev. Menoani mili, how do I know? Omer Rav Yani, Omer Krat, said in the Pasik. Kashiyuram mishor zevach hashlamim. Now this pasuk appears by the din of the par koyin hamashiach. You'll recall the koyin hamashiach doesn't mean that he's bringing mashiach. It doesn't mean that he is the koyin mashuach melchama. The koyin mashiach means he's the koyin gadol that was nimshach b'shemen hamishcha. What did this koyin mashiach do? This koyin mashiach unfortunately paskin for himself that a particular Isser is not Osir. For instance, he looked at a piece of chaylev and he said, ah, this piece of chaylev is really shuman, and you're allowed to go and eat it. And in fact, not only did he paskin for himself, but he actually ate it. So as opposed to your regular, normal commoner who made such a terrible boo-boo and he ate chaylev thinking it was shuman, that he has to go and bring a regular karm chatas of a kizbo or Seira, by Koyin HaMashiach, he has to bring what's called a par, and that's known as a par Koyin HaMashiach. So if you look up the psukim in Parshas V'yikra, it says, by the par Koyin HaMashiach, that he has to go and bring it to Beis Hamikdash, it has to be Geshochten, you have to do Zrika Sadam, and you have to go and be Makta the Emur on the Mizbeach. And then it says in the Pasuk, HaShiyuram Mishor Zevach HaShlamim, just like we enumerated previously by the Karbon Shlomim that you have to go and be makter the Emurim from the Karbon Shlomim. The same thing applies to the power of Koyin HaMashiach, and you have to put the Emurim on the Mizbeach. And the Gemara is bothered by the fact that you don't need this Pasuk HaShiyuram, because in fact in the Pasuk it already spells it out in great detail, that you have to go and take the chayl v'asher al hakerev, v'eiz kol hakerev, v'eiz hakloyes, v'shtei hakloyes asher aleim, v'eiz hakoved, yeseres hakoved, v'shtei hakloyes asher aleim, v'eiz haksolim. The pasuk in, the psukim in Parshas Vayikra, legabe, the par, koyin HaMashiach, spell out the entire package of emurim, and yet the pasuk says, kashiyuram, just like we did it by the shlomim, we got to do it here too. Frey timor v'chim aleman l'mishor zevach shlomim. There's really no chidushim by the addition of this pasuk of Kashi Yuram, because both by the par Koyin HaMashiach and by the shor zevach hashlamim, we enumerate the same emurim. Therefore, although the sound of the language of this pasuk is that we're learning par koine Mashiach from shor zevach hashlamim, it's actually the other way around. The makish shor zevach hashlamim le par koine Mashiach. The ma par koine Mashiach yesh boi meila. Just like by par koine Mashiach, there is a din of meila by the emurim. Af shor zevach hashlamim yesh boi meila. Now, if you're thinking to yourself, how do I know that there's more me'ila by the par koine Mashiach than by the shor zevach hashlamim? So Rashi explains, because by par koine Mashiach, that is kodshe kudishim. Why is it kodshe kudishim? Because it's a korban chatas. Chatas is always kodshe kudishim. Shor zevach hashlamim is a korban, a kodshim kalim, because it's shlamim. Shlamim is always a kodshim kalim. So what difference does that make? Because when you're talking about Kodshi Kudishim, from the moment that you're makdish the Kodshi Kudishim, it already has a din of Me'ila. Masha Enkein, the Gabi Yishlamim, it doesn't get Me'ila until after the Zrikas Hadam, and even then, the Me'ila only attaches to the Emurim, because that part goes on the Mizbech. So therefore, says the Gemara, just like by Par Koin Mashiach, Yeshba Me'ila, even when it's still alive, before you shecht it, already there's a din of me'ila. So too, by the shor zevach hashlamim, the aimurim will have a din of me'ila, even though it's only kodshim kalim, and even though it didn't have me'ila until now. But now we've done the zrikas adam, the aimurim now get infused with a special kiddush of kodshi Hashem, and yesh boi me'ila. So bottom line is, we've now answered the Gemara's kasha minon emili. How do I know there's a din of me'ila by the chaylev of emurim? And the answer is, I learn it from the din of the par koyin hamashiach, which is kodshi kudishim, is a din of me'ila. Same thing applies to kodshim kalim as well. Amle Reb Chanina. So Reb Chanina got a little bit, if you will, a little bit agitated against Reb Yanai. And he says, Reb Yanai, why do you have to come up with Naya Drushas? Ka'ura Zu Shishon Rebbe, is it ugly, the Drusha of Rebbe? We had that same expression yesterday, 2 days ago. Reb Yochanan, exactly, in the top of Kuf Tezvav Amid Beis, Reish Lakish said, a Drusha, the Gabi, the din of, how do I know, Basa B'cholav, is also B'chila, Basa B'ano. He learns it from Bashel Mavushel Bamoyim, Gabi the Korban Pesach, and at the top of Kuf Tezvav, Reb Yochanan kind of reprimanded him and said, Ka'ura Zu Shishon Rebbe, Leisachlanu, Lebasa B'chol V'kosu Medaber. So here too, the Gemara uses that same expression that Reb Chanina says to Reb Yanai, what's wrong with Rebbe's Drasha? What was Rebbe's Drasha? It said in the Pasuk, Kol Chaylev L'Hashem. And this Kol Chaylev L'Hashem, says Rashi, it figures in the Torah by the Kodshim Kalim. And it says, Kol Chaylev L'Hashem. The Kodshim Kalim, 99% of it is not L'Hashem. It's eaten by the Baalim, because it's Kodshim Kalim. Oh, but there is a certain percentage of Aymer that you put on the Mizbech. The Rabbi say, Muri Kodshim Kalim, Me'ila, come to tell you that Imur and Kodshim Kalim have the same din of Me'ila, just like Kodshe Kudishim. Ah, so therefore, Reb Chanina says, this is a beautiful drasha. Why did you have to come up with the Kasha Yuram from the Par Koine Mashiach that we learned the din of Shor Zevach Hashlamim? Amr Abaya, says Abaya, because we need both psukim. I need the Kol Chelev LaHashem, and I need the Kasha Yuram Mishor Zevach Hashlamim. How? Amr Abaya, Itzra. Because Rechmana Chelev would only say the din of Chelev, meaning the Kol Chelev LaHashem of Rebbe, have a mina chaylev in yoyseres ishtea kloyis loy kasa rachmana kasha yuram. What does the Gemara mean? We always think of chaylev and emurim as being basically synonyms. In truth, that is correct. However, emurim includes more than just the chaylev, because the pasuk always continues on after that you have to bring this yoyseres akavet vishtea kloyis asher alein asher al ksolim, etc. So it's not just certain parts of chaylev from the animal, but also you have to bring the yoyseres hakoved, that means a portion of the liver, and the shtei akloyes and the two kidneys, asher on the ksolim, which are on the flanks. So there's more to it than just the chaylev. Ah, so therefore, maybe the din of me'ila only applies to the kol chaylev l'Hashem, the chaylev portion, but not the yoyseres, and not the shtei akloyes. Ah, that's why I learned the par koine Mashiach from the din I'm sorry. That's what we learned in the Shor Zevach Hashlom for the din of Parakun Mashiach. That just like by the Parakun Mashiach, you have to put the Kloyes and the Yiseris HaKoved, etc., on the Mizbeach, and they have a din of Me'ila. So too, by Ol Kochim Kalim, like Hashlomim, it has a din of Me'ila. So Nachum. Because the Rechmanah would only say, Kol Chelev Hashem, Aminach Chelev, in Yiseris HaShavu, why? Because the Rechmanah Kashiyuram, to go and include the Yiseris in Shtei HaKloyes. Because Rechmanah only Kashiyuram, have a Minach Chelev Aliyah, to lesser Bishar, loy. Now we all know Aliyah is the fat tail that you have in the back of your keves, of your sheep. And that chelav aliyah has to be put on the mizbeach. Pasuk says beferish, v'schelboyo aliyah t'mima t'hiyana. That's a famous story that Barry's already thinking to himself about the masa, about Korban Pesach, where the beautiful beseder, atam and etzivim, umetsudosim, prusa yushaloyim. Yeah, all of that is wonderful and that's very fine. Now, every single animal, a par, and an aes, a goat, and a shapsala, lamb, all have an aliyah. Aliyah means they all have that fatty tail. The only difference between the three is that only by the sheep did the Kaddish Baruch Hu say, put that fatty tail on the mizbeach as part of the aimur. The fatty tail that you have by the shor and by the aes, you don't put on the mizbeach. And the reason is because it's not so fatty after all. Both the shor and the A's go and take special injections, or they eat Olympics or Meditorsin or some other type of medication, so that they do not have that stout, obese tail at the back. But the sheep do normally not take those medications, and therefore it's ganz grub. You have an aliyah at the back. Okay, so since the aliyah is only considered to be a murim by kvasim and not by shor and not by izim. Ooh, so maybe there's no din there of me'ila by that chalev, because it's not chalev that you use by each one of the karbanis, you only do it by the keves. Ah, so maybe there's no din of me'ila, kasa rachmana, kol chalev, that's why you have to have the kol chalev l'Hashem, to mi marbe, even the chalev of the aliyah, which is special, which is only by kvasim, and you don't find by the other karbanis. So that's why I need both. So normally we don't focus on this because we think of chelav aliyah always by karbanis. But what happens if, in fact, you shechted a regular keves and you have this fatty tail in the back? You're allowed to eat it. We Ashkenazim, as you know, typically don't eat any of the chelav of the achirayim, of the back part of the animals, because it is so difficult to figure out which is real chalev and which is shuman. So already for many generations, we've basically been mafkir in like a third or whatever of the animal's chalev in the back. The Sfaradim, however, many of them do continue to eat various forms of fat in the back of the animal because they have a better misoira for some of these purposes. Anyway, but what we're talking about now is in times of Chazal, they did eat the aliyah of the keves, and made sure, of course, to take out any fats that you're not supposed to eat, but otherwise you were allowed to eat it. So, Frank Dimara, why? If you're telling me that the Pasuk says, Kol Chelev Lashem, and you're telling me Kol Chelev Lashem comes L'Rabbis Esu Aliyah, so just like it's aliyah for purposes, just like it's Chelev for purposes of Me'ila by Karbanais, it should also be Osir Bachila, just like any Chelev that you're not allowed to eat. He told him, Alecha Makra. So this is now, Gemara's going to give two answers. So terrorist number one says, Rav Zvid to Rav Meri, Alecha Makra, because of your question, the Pasuk says, Kol Chelev, Shor, V'chesev, V'eiz, Loise Chelev, right? Loise Chelev. You're not allowed to eat the Chelev, Shor, V'chesev, V'eiz. It's got to be Dabra Shov, V'Shor, V'chesev, V'eiz. It's got to be the same thing that you find by all three, the Shor, the Kesev, and the Eiz. In other words, it's got to be Chelev, by each one of them. Rashi says, Le'osa Torah el anoig bekulan, va'ali enenei heges loy b'shor v'loy be'ez. Since there is no din of chelev or aliyah, legabi a carbon, by shor and by ez, you only have that by the keves. So therefore, when it comes to eating now from chulin, we are saying that it Gizantai, Zokti Yomara, it does not have the same status as the chalev of the shor and the kesev, because you see that it's special. So again, Reb Meri asked Reb Zid, "I al yikri chalev." It's called chalev, then it should be aser b'achila. So he said, no, the only thing which is aser b'achila is that type of chalev, which is uniform by shor, kesev, and eis.
And can't you put it on the Mizbeach?
Yeah, exactly. So even though the Gabe Kodshim, you put it on the Mizbeach, and therefore it's considered to be, quote-unquote, chalev. But when you're talking about eating it, it's not considered to be chalev, and you're allowed to go and eat it after all. This is the Rav Zvid's teretz to Rav Meri. Rav Ashi Omar, I have a better teretz. What's a better teretz? Because the Torah doesn't refer to it as chalev ho'aliyah, it says chelboi ho'aliyah. If you have the Torah or Shalim, Dalid, v'hikr mizeva chashlam ishel Hashem, chelboi ho'aliyah semima, umasa otzi yisirana. Why doesn't it go and say chalev ho'aliyah? Or just say chalev. This is the chelboi aliyah. Chelboi aliyah ikri. Chalev stamalai ikri. It's only called chelboi, but not chalev. Since it's not called chalev, that's why you are allowed to eat the aliyah of the kevis, because it's not chalev. If that's the case, it shouldn't be a din of me'ilah, because all din of me'ilah we said is because it says called chalev lashem. But you're telling me it's not chalev. It's chelboi hu aliyah psapsa. Special, it's the Gemara always referred to with the Shem Levi. With the Shem Levi, it's with a nickname, or it's with a second name. I'm sorry?
An adjective.
An adjective. Okay, good. So since it has that adjective, it's not real. Not that it's not real chalev, but it's not called chalev. It's only called chelboi or chelboi aliyah. So break tomorrow. Just like you're telling me it's not called chalev, and that's why you're allowed to go and eat it b'chulin. So then, why is there a din of me'ilah by kodshim? It's not called chalev, and the whole raya was from kol chalev lashem. So to my l'machmat, Rav Zvid, tak of the teretz of Rav Ashi is abyssal l'shver. So we go back to the teretz of Rav Zvid. Rav Zvid says that the reason why you're allowed to go and eat it is because the only time the Torah ate, the only time the Torah asked chalev, if it's a chalev adobah shaveh b'choil, since it's not shaveh b'choil, you're allowed to eat it by the kevis. Okay, so until now we focused on the chalev. We said the chalev has the four dinim of me'ila. Yes, Ariel.
What is the chalev then, let's say, of the shore or anything else? Is that there's ayala there, so that is all considered to be permissible to eat? Or you said chalev, there's a mixture. You said that the svarim know to discern between the two. So what is it they are discerning?
If you want to know the difference between the two, you have to call and speak to a Sephardic mumcha in these. I'm just saying the custom today, and all the Schlachtheiser, when they are deveining, they're taking out the Gid Anosh, and they're taking out the Shuma, and they're taking out the Chalev, they automatically, the last, I don't know, quarter hind part of the animal, any Chalev over there, automatically they aser, and they say, don't even bother deveining, don't try to go and extract Shuman from Chalev, Chalev from Shuman, that we, Ashkenazim, are noyig, everything lahachmer, we don't eat any of the back. However, by the side of, yeah, they do, yeah, was up there?
It's considered ayala?
An ayil is a, from the Kevis family. Kevis, when it reaches, sorry?
The tail.
Are you talking about the alia of the,
alia.
The alia of a Kevis. Our Gemara is telling us you're allowed to eat it, but to my knowledge, we Ashkenazim don't eat it because it's all part of the hind part of the animal where we deem it all to be chalev and we just throw it out or sell it to goyim or use it for whatever they use it for. Okay, so that's all the malus, if you will, or the chumris that chalev have over dam, and the Gemara focused in particular on the me'ilah. Mashen kein bedam, that there is no hilchos me'ila by dam. Frek dimona mino hanimili. Maybe by dam you're also moil. In other words, if you have anoa from the dam of a carbon, maybe you have to bring your carbon asham me'ilois for having anoa. So the Gemara now brings three mekoyrois to tell you that there is no din of me'ila. Omer ula di omakra lochem shalachem yehei. Tveir Rabbi Shmuel Tana lechaper lechapar nisata v'loy lemeila for biyechana oma omakra who levnei kapara kileachar kapara. Now, what is all of this about? All of these three words appear in the very same pasuk. Assuming that you have the Torah or Hashalim, The Tosh Pasuk says, Ki nefesh habosar badom hi, v'nina satu lechem al hamizbeach lechaper al nafshi seichem, ki adom hu benefesh shechaper. So now notice that it says, v'nina satu lechem, I gave you the dam. For what purpose? To go and put it on the mizbeach. Lechaper, so you should have a kapara for yourselves. Ki adam hu benefesh shechaper. So the Gemara learns now from these three words, the lechem, the lechaper, ki adam hu, to tell us that there is no din of me'ila. Now how do you see from these words that there's no din of me'ila? Because by definition, me'ila means that you are, in a sense, stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because this dam, or this chaylev, that's dedicated for Hashem, that's not for me. The chaylev has to go on top of the mizbeach, and the dam, you have to do the zrik on the mizbeach. So therefore, if I'm taking away Hashem's property, so to speak, then you're being moil. So just like you're being moil by chaylev, l'chor, you're being moil also by dam. So why by dam do we say that there is no din of me'ila? Says Himar, because since the pasuk says, anisatev l'chem, the Rabbi Nishlom says, I give you a present. It's not mine. It's yours. No, once it's yours, in other words, once it becomes ours, there's no din of me'ila. So that's the first drasha, lechem yehei. Second one is, it says, lechaper. Yes, question?
On the dam before it was in Shrika, when you say, for example, we had in earlier that if you had the dam, then it went down to the, the question whether they could use that dam or not, but it was not something to us, so this I thought that was the basis for that.
Brother Shai, are you asking whether there's a difference between pre-Zrika and post-Zrika on the Mizbeach? Is that your question? If that's your question, again, just like yesterday, you hit another home run, because that's the next line in the Gemara. We're going to talk about that momentarily. In the meantime, the second drasha of the Gemara is Tana Rabbi Shmuel, Tana Lechaper, Lechaper Nisata V'loin Lameila. The Pasuk uses this term, Lechaper, if you go back to this Pasuk Dalit, Pasuk Hey in the Torah HaRasholim, K'nefesh HaBasu B'dam Hu B'ani L'sat L'chem L'zbeach, Lechaper Al Nafshe Sechem, K'edam Hu B'nefesh Yechaper. Why does it repeat Lechaper twice? You know, I got the message the first time. Ani L'sat L'chem L'zbeach Lechaper. It repeats it twice to go and tell you, I mean it, for Kapara I gave you this dam, that you should go and be Zoydek on the Mizbeach, and with this you will attain atonement for whatever reason you're bringing this carbon, but not for me'ila. If you go and have a no'ah from the dam, you're not moil behekdesh. Yes, my good friend Ariel, what's your question?
Don't we say many karbonis are given lechaper that you can still be moel by these karbonis?
I'm not sure what you mean. When you mean moil, if you have a no'ah, you're saying from it.
I'm saying you said in the pasuk it says that I've given you the blood to be mechaper, right?
Correct.
And that's a sign that you can't get derived me'ila from dam.
Correct.
But also a karbanis were given to be mechaper, and you could be moel and karbanis.
Okay, very very good. The
meaning me'ila.
I hear you loud and clear. You're right, of course, every carbon that you're bringing, especially if you're bringing it as a chatos or an asham, you're doing it for atonement purposes. So what you're saying is, if that's the case, then by every chatos and every single asham that you're bringing, perhaps even by an oila, because oila you're bringing for essays, and a lavanitikla essay, all for atonement, you're saying there shouldn't be a dinam ila at all by any of these karbanos. When the Torah uses the term over here, lechaper, it's not talking about the general carbon. We're talking specifically about the dam, and the reason why we're specifically talking about the dam, because the dam is the clincher, so to speak, to make sure that this person has been bringing a carbon. Anybody that is chayv to bring a chattas, or chayv to bring an asher, chayv to bring an oilem, when do I know that he has fulfilled his obligation? Not only when he schleps it and brings it to the kohen in the azar and says, it's yours. Could he go home now and say, okay, I did my job? No. He's got to wait until it's geshochten. Oh, Baruch Hashem, they shechted it. Baruch Hashem, I was yoitza, I can leave. No, you cannot leave. You gotta wait until the Zrikas Adam. If the Zrikas Adam is done properly, then the Kohen goes and sends him a salute, telling him, you have now gotten your kapara. Yes, we still have to be makta the emurim on the Mizbeach, but that is not me'akev. So, point of all of this is, the word lechaper means here, when do I know that I've clinched it, I've fulfilled my obligation? It's through the dam. But the fact that the Torah repeats this twice is coming to tell us that that's the only reason I gave you the dam for the Zrika on the Mizbeach, to accomplish kapara. Nothing more, nothing less. And so therefore, if you use this dam for other purposes, you have not been moil. It's not a nice thing to do, and you're not allowed to go and use any part of the carbon for your own private purposes, except for, by kochim kalim, you're allowed to go and eat it, yeah, of course, but otherwise, you're not allowed to use it, but to have a din of being moil, which means that you would have to bring a special carbon called the carbon asham me'ilois, that does not apply to the blood, because blood was given solely and exclusively to fulfill the obligation of the of bringing this carbon. And once you do that Zrika Sadam, you're done in terms of fulfilling your obligation. So this is drasha number two. Drasha number three is who? Rabbi Yochanan Omer Omekra, who? Who lefnei kapara kali acha kapara? When you see the term who in the Torah, often the Chazal Darshan Bahavyoso Yehe. Bahavyoso Yehe means it remains in the same status, no change. So what does that mean? That Lefnei Kapara, before you do the Zrika Zadam on the Mizbeach, it has a status as the same dam after the Zrika Zadam on the Mizbeach. Mali Acha Kapara Ein by Me'ila. After you've done all of your Zrika Zadam on the Mizbeach, you've gotten your full Kapara. There is no longer a din of Me'ila. So too, before kapara, there's also no din of me'ila. But that, of course, presupposes that la'acha kapara ain't by me'ila. How do I know la'acha kapara ain't by me'ila? As the Gemara will explain in a moment, what Brother Shai was quoting before, ein l'cha dover shenasa mitzvasoi u'me'alim boi. Once you've fulfilled your obligation, you've done your mitzvah, no more me'ila, because I'm done, I'm finished. Ah, so says the Gemara. Since it says who, it's not only li'acha kapara ein by me'ila, but even lefnei kapara ein by me'ila. So you have the dam which is in the mizrak. You have not used it for zrikas adam yet, and you decide to take some of that dam and smear it on your face so that you have a rosy complexion. It's not a nice thing to do, but you're not over on me'ila. You don't have to bring a carbon asham me'ila. Frank Timura, maybe you should say who? Bav Yossi Yehei Punk Fakert. The aim of who Liacha Kapara Kalefnei Kapara. Ma Lefnei Kapara, Yesh Boi Me'ila, because it's still part of the carbon that Hashem says you have to put on the Mizbeach. So therefore, L'choyre, it's Kodshi Hashem, just like the Chalovim. So Ma Lefnei Kapara, Yesh Boi Me'ila. Af Lacha Kapara, we should say Yesh Boi Me'ila. And that's what the Gemara says. Ein L'chodo V'shenas Mitzvah, Say Me'alem Boi. Once you're done with your mitzvah, no longer a din of me'ila. So once I spritz the dam on the mizbeach, I'm done. No more me'ila. So even lifnei kapara, even before the zrikas adam, no din of me'ila because of this. Who? Right? Brother Shai, so this is everything that you were saying about 5 minutes ago, a yashakayach. Frank Timur, v'loi, you're telling me that any dovish and nas mitzvasi, there's no din of me'ila. Vari truma said deshen, dinas mitzvasi yom me'alim bai. Truma Sedeshin, as you know, means that every single day, regardless how much Deshin accumulated on the Mizbeach, even if it was only a minimal amount, nevertheless, you have to go and take the equivalent of a shovel and pull out a Truma Sedeshin, at least a ceremonial amount of Deshin of ash, and you go down the ramp of the Mizbeach, the Kevesh, and you plant it on the floor 10 Tvachim from the end of the ramp, going northward, and you put it there on the floor, and Chazal tell us that it was miraculously swallowed up every single day by the ritzvah of the Azara, by the floor of the Azara, and it was never necessary for someone to come and sweep it away. It just got absorbed into the ground. Anyway, once you removed it from the Mizbeach, you did your job, Umayalam by the yet there's a din of me'ila. How do I know the chsiv is somay etzel mizbeach? Somay etzel mizbeach means make sure you put it down next to the mizbeach and don't touch it, don't do anything. So by the fact that it says that you put it down next to the mizbeach, Chazal say that that means don't touch it, don't use that ash for any other purpose, because you're going to be moyel in that hegdish, in that deshen. But the obvious question is, I did what I'm supposed to do. I took it off the mizbeach, I put it down, I go home. What's the reason for the me'ila? So you see that this, your rule, that ein lecha dovish nas mitzvah me'alim boy, is not true, because they have true mitzvah, nas mitzvah me'alim boy. And therefore, let's learn from there to the halacha of dam. That dam, the same halacha would apply, that even though you've done the kapara on the mizbeach, so you've been yoitze your mitzvah, nasa mitzvah, so maybe me alam bai. So don't go and tell me I learned from the who. They're just like the acha kapara, there's no dinner me'ila, because nasa mitzvah, so, and therefore the same thing applies, lifnei kapara. Go and say that I'm going to learn dam from the halacha of Truma Sadeshin, that there is a dinner me'alam bai even after kapara. Everything, the reason why I can't learn for Truma Sadeshin, Mishim Dav Truma Sadeshin, be de kahuna, shnei ksumim bon keachad. Well, shnei ksumim bon keachad, ein malamdin. What the Gemara is telling us is, I have now exception number two. Not only is Truma Sadeshin this halacha of, that even nasa mitzvasoi me'alam bai, there's still a dinner me'ila, by Big Day Kahuna, the same thing applies. Which Big Day Kahuna? The Big Day Kahuna that the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kodesh, which we call the Big Day Lavan. Those Big Day Lavan were identical to the Big Day Kohen Hedjit throughout the entire year. So I would think that perhaps after Yom Kodesh is over, don't just go and put them away and use them now for the rest of the year, and in fact use it for next Yom Kodesh as well. The Gemara Darshan, since it says in the Pasuk, Ufashet is Big Day Habad, the Nicham Sham. The Nicham Sham, you have to put them in Gniza. You cannot use these Begodim the next day or next Yom Kippur or ever. Why? It's Nasa Mitzvasoi. Didn't we say, Ein Lecha Dovish Nasa Mitzvasoi Me'alim Boy? There's no Dinah Me'ilah. Says the Gemara, this is an exception to the rule. Even though Nasa Mitzvasoi is Kinitz for Yom Kippur, you cannot use it any more. So I have now two cases of exceptions to the rule of the Dovish and Asa Mitzvasoi, and nevertheless is a din of Me'ila. One is Truma Sedeshin, one is Big Day Kahuna. I have two altogether. And that's why I cannot learn the Haluch of Dam from either Truma Sedeshin or Big Day Kahuna, because these are exclusive exceptions to the rule, and therefore Dam, even after the Kapara, no din of me'ila, like every other halacha, ein lecha davish nas mitzvahs me'alabai, with these two exceptions. This halacha that we said by the Big Day Kahuna, that you can never ever use it again, it's only good according to Rabbanan. Because they say that when it says in the Pasuk, ufashet is Big Day Abad, ashalavash b'voye lakoydish, v'nicham sham, you cannot use it ever again. Talmud shirunin gnizah. El rabdois di amish lin yishtamish behen, the Yom HaKippur and Acher, Mayik LeMeimer, Reb Doisa says, no. You can continue using these Big Day Kahuna of the Kohen Gadol the next day on Yud Aleph Tishrei, bring a Kohen Isruchag for Yom Kippur. Zolzai. Anyway, the point is, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, any day of the year, you can continue using the Big Day Kahuna of the Big Day Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur. I v'nicham sham, only next Yom Kippur you're going to have to bring brand new begotten, but you'll have to use it otherwise throughout the year. Kum t'choysa kodin t'abdoysa, so this is not a good example of a dover shenas and mitzvasei where there's still a din of me'ila. There is no din of me'ila, because you can go and continue using it. So according to that man, the Yom, t'abdoysa ma'yikul ha'meimar, I only have now one pasuk that tells you the exception to the rule that it's a dovish nas mitzvasai and there's still a din of me'ila. Which one of that is Truma Sadeshin? But Big Day Kahuna is off the list, because according to Reb Doisa, Big Day Kahuna is also no din of me'ila, a me'alba, because so a kohen hedjit can continue to use it every day of the year. Ezoi bazoi, let's learn dam now from the halacha of Truma Sadeshin, that even though it's nas mitzvasai, there's still a din of me'ila. So why did you go and say, who the gabi dam? Who lefnei kapara ke liyach kapara? Just like liyach kapara, there's no din of me'ila. Maybe there is a din of me'ila. Maybe we should learn dam from the din of trumasad, from trumasad deshen. What's the dinner by Egla Rufa? There too it says, V'orfu Shom Esa Egla Banochal. And there too the Gemara says, Shom Teik Furasa, leave the bones of this Egla Rufa there, don't touch it, don't have anua from it. Why can't have anua from it? It's Tavashinas's mitzvasai. Ah, so this is another exception to the rule, the Trumas Adeshin and the Egla Arufa. Oh, so that's why I cannot learn dam from Trumas Adeshin.
Because that's like a carbon. It's Mila by Egla Rufa.
Yeah, because by Egla Rufa, it says, at the, well, it's not because it's Mila. You don't bring a carbon, Hashem Mila. But there it also uses the term of Kapra Liamch Yisrael. Oh, we just had it in last week's parasha, right? Kapra Liamch Yisrael, Hashem Adisa, etc., etc. So therefore, since it has a Kapora, King Kodshim, and has certain halachas like Kodshim. Anyway, but getting back to our Gemara now. As you know, in Masechtas Sanhedrin, it says that there's a Reb Yehuda that holds that even by Shnei Ksum Kiyachad Ein Melamdin. Even by Shnei Ksum Kiyachad Melamdin. It's only when you have three Psukim together Ein Melamdin, but two Melamdin. So we could learn Dam from these two, from Trumas Adeshin, Egla Arufa. You could give a Teretz L'Choira that Reb Yehuda disagrees with Reb Doisa, and therefore he has three psukim. How does he have three psukim? Trumas Adeshin, Egla Rufa, and if he holds like the Rabbanan, not like Reb Doisa, then you'd have a third pasuk, and that would be the Big Dekuna. But the Gemara doesn't want to get into a machlokes. After all, in Zerayin, we always want to have as much ahavas achim and tzimcha and ahava between two yin. We don't want to make machlokes. So my Yichlamemer, how is he going to? Why can't you learn now dam from these two, Trumas Adeshin and Egla Rufa? And for the Gemara, train me utik sivi, because I have two special miutim. What is special miutim? Hocha ksiv, when you're talking about the Trumas Adeshin, it says v'samoy, eitzel ha-mizbeach, it could go and say v'sam. This is the samoy, that extra vuv is a miut only over here and nowhere else. As well as hosam ksiv, legab the Egla Rufa, it says Egla with the hey hayidia. Why do we have the hayidia? So therefore I have two special mi'utim. As a result of these two special mi'utim, we're saying only over here and nowhere else do we have that din, that me'ila still applies acher shenase mitzvasai. L'chayra, I wouldn't need two additional mi'utim. L'chayra, I only need one mi'ut. And I can go and say that I have the two psukim. What's the two psukim I have? The Trumas Adeshin. And I have the Egla Rufa, and then I have in addition to that, the Samoy. I have that additional Vav. Or I have the additional Hey. I don't need two Miyutim. That's the Toysis on top. The Toysis said, Tre Miyutik Sivi, Taima, the Bechad Sagi. One is enough. Bechem the El Gabe Huizim. Remember a couple of days ago when we spoke about the difference between Gedi and Gedi Huizim? There the Gemara said, why don't I learn Gdi, that every time it says in the Torah the word Gdi, it means Gdiism, and not tell me that it refers to all behemoths generically. Sigmar said, because they have two miyutim. It says, Lagabe, Sai Lagabe Yehuden Tamar, that he gave the Gdi Hoism, and it says, Lagabe Rivka and Isav Gdoye Huism, so I have the two miyutim. I don't need two, I only need one as Genuk. Anyway, that Soysis Kashi doesn't give a teretz. L'choyre, what one could say is, that according to Rashi, is not bothered by this kasha. And from Rashi is mashma, it's not that I'm adding one miut to the two cases of the Trumas Adeshin together with the Egla Rufus. I have three altogether and therefore ein melamdin. L'choyre, what the Gemara is telling us is, I don't need to come on to Trumas Adeshin or Egla Rufa per se, but I'm rather learning from the miutim. The miutim are telling you, the only time the Torah says that there's a din of me'ila is by Trumas Adeshin v'ashtei v'samoy. The only time the Torah says it's a din of me'ila be Egla Rufa, because it says ho arufa. But anywhere else in the Torah, there is no din of me'ila after nasis mitzvosei. So it's not that you're learning from one or two or three. No, I have special miutim. The miutim tell us, only over here, there continues to be a din, the samoy, don't touch it, don't have anua, don't be moil. Same thing legabi hu arufa, only by these cases and nowhere else. Okay, let's go back to the beginning of this dam. Remember, by dam we had three separate limudim. One limud was the word lechem, the second limud was the word lechaper, and the final we had the word hu. Frank Timura, what do I need? Plus the kray lomali bedam. Chadam utay minayse. Vchadam utay mimeila. Vchadam utay mi tuma. In our Mishnah, we had four differences all together between chaylev and dam. We started off with meila, and then we had pigel, noiser, and tome. So I have four altogether, but I only have three psukim. Says you want me pigel loy tarachra. I don't really need a posse to tell you that there is no din of pigel if a person eats dam of a carbon which was nispagel. Why don't I need a special drasha? Did not. We learned back in Masech Tzvachim, Voshtei dot in the Mishnah, Kol sheyesh lo matirin, bein li odin, bein li mizbeach, chayav lo mishim pigel. Any type of item that has a matir for that item, yichayv mishim pigel. What means it have a matir for that item? The matir typically by all kabbanis is the zurika sadam. Masha enken legabe a korban mincha. Mincha also has a matir. Its matir is the koimitz that you put on the mizbeach. Ah, so all these kabbanis have matirim. So kol sheyesh lo matirim, there is a din of pigel. Now, how do I know that the din of pigel is only by kol sheyesh lo matirim? Tells us Rashi, because the whole mekoyer of hilchas pigel I learned from a korban shlamim. What does it say by korban shlamim? Hemei ochel ye ochel mipsar zevach shlama b'yoy mashlish lo yeratze hamakrav oisai lo yechashel lo pigel yia. Ah, so I learned it from a korban shlamim. So just like Bekar Mishlamim, you have to have a matir. What's the matir of the Bekar Mishlamim? The dam. Oh, so Shlamim has a matir, and therefore it is susceptible to Hilchais Pigul. So too by all other Kabbanites, since they have matirim, either the Zrikas Adam or the Koimitz on them is Beach, Yeshla Matirim, Ben Olam is Beach, Yom Mishon Pigul. However, dam Guve Matirhu. Nothing is matter the dam to put on the mizbeach. The dam itself is its own matter. I don't have a separate matter for the dam. Ah, that being the case, it's a dover she'ein loy matirin. It itself is a matter. It doesn't have a separate matter. Therefore, the din of pigel does not apply. That's why you don't need to have a special limud to exclude dam from hilchois pigel. Hanukalabasar, kalabasar, kalabasar. We start a brand new parakraboisa izok the Mishnah. Our Mishnah is now, and the Gemara that we're going to learn in Miat Shem over the next couple of days, are now going to Hilchos Tuma V'Tahara. Vos Epis, how do we get to Tuma V'Tahara? The first Toises of this Perek talks about that. He says that this is a follow-up on an earlier Gemara talking about Tuma V'Tahara that we had earlier on in the Masechta. And there we didn't go straight to Tuma V'Tahara because we went into Hilchos Oysu V'Espanoi and Hilchos Gid HaNosha and Kisei Adam. But now we're getting back to Tumah V'Tahara that we had started off back earlier on Daf Ayin Zayin. Ayin, the first look at the first Tosfos. Anyway, our Mishnah tells us the difference between Tumas Oichlin and Tumas Nevela. What is it, Tumas Oichlin? What means Tumas Nevela? Tumas Nevela, you all know, means that if you have a behaima that died and was not geshochten, whether it died a natural death, or it was in a car accident, or someone hit it over the head with a baseball bat, it makes no difference, it's a nevela. A nevela, of course, is mitame. No question about it. What status tuma does it have? It's a tuma chamura, because a nevela is called an avhatuma. And avhatuma is mitame, odem v'keilim, oichlin u'mashkin. Masha enkin, if you're talking about tumas oichlin. What means tumas oichlin? Tumas oichlin means an oichl that received tuma from a nevela, or from a dead sheret, or from any other type of av hatuma. That recipient has what we call tumas oichlin. To get tumas oichlin, you have to be machsherit with one of the seven mashkois. Yeah, all of that is true. Once it becomes tumay, this is a more lenient form of tuma, because an oichel can only become a rishon l'tuma or a sheni l'tuma. By truma, it can become a shlishi, but it cannot become an avatum. So by definition, a tumas nevelis is more chomor than tumas oichlin. Tumas nevelis is inherent in the animal itself. When it dies, it has its own tuma, tumas oichlin. You receive the tuma from a transmitter of tuma. So with that basic background. We'll start the Mishnah now, and we're going to show other differences between Tumas Oichlin and Tumas Nevelis. We start off with Oir, V'haroitev, V'hakipa, V'haelel, V'hatzomoyth, V'hagidim, V'hakarnayim, V'hatlafayim, Mitztarfin letame Tumas Oichlin, Avloi Tumas Nevelis. What does all of that mean? Let's say you start off with a piece of meat, and that piece of meat was a kosher piece of meat from an animal that was geschochten properly. Everything was great. Everything was beautiful. Unfortunately, something tamei touched that piece of meat. What was that something that was tamei? A nevela, a dead sheret, a balkeri, a zov, a mitzoira, a nida, whatever it was, an avatuma touched this piece of meat, and now it becomes tamei. Oh, one second! It only becomes tamei if it has a shear of a kibbeh. Okay, so now we're kind of glossing over a major machloikis when it comes to Hilchas Tumas Oichlin, because there's a machloikis of Rishonim, Rashi, Tosis, Rambam, and others, as when do you need a shear of a kibbeh by Tumas Oichlin? Do you need it only in the transmitter, the one that's already tamei and is transmitting tuma to something else? Or even in the mekabel, the oichel that's mekabel the tuma, do you need there also a shir kebeya or not? It's a machloikis. Let's just make it easy. We're not going to distinguish. You're just going to say you need a shir kebeya by tumas oichel. Fine. What happens if the oichel itself, that piece of meat that we're talking about, was only 3/4 of a kebeya? Not a full kebeya. However, it was still had some skin attached to it. That's the oir. Or at roitiv, it had gravy attached to it. Or kippa. Kippa is the sediment at the bottom of your pot, which consists of little pieces of meat, as well as the various condiments that you threw in, whether you put in some garlic powder, onion powder, pepper, salt, whatever, the sediment at the bottom of the pot, which is called kippa. That is not normally considered to be an ochel. However, it is mitztaref to the piece of meat. Elel is referring to when you flay the animal. Flay means to skin the animal, you take off the skin. Always there are little pieces of meat attached to the skin here, there, and everywhere, because it's impossible to go and take off all of the skin. You always have some, a little bit of skin, a little bit of meat here and there, for those of you that don't like to eat apples with skin on it, but rather you always remove the peel of the apple. You peel it. You'll notice that on the peel, it's not just peel, there's a little bit of apples. And some people, in fact, go and kind of munch on those little pieces of apple which are attached to the apple peel. Here, too, you have pieces of meat which attach to the skin. That's called elel. Ho'atzomais are bones. Rashi says specifically a bone, sheyesh boi moyach, that has marrow in it. And therefore, you, even though the bone itself is really inedible, but the moyach inside is edible, and therefore the etzem has a din of a shoimer. We'll talk more about shoimer when we get into the Gemara. V'agidim, those are sinews. V'akarnayim are the horns. V'aklafayim, the hooves. All of these are mitzar from the tamei tumas oichel. So, start again. Your oichel, your piece of meat, was only 3/4 of a kebeya, but attached to it was either the or the skin, or the gravy, or the sediment, or that shtiklach that on the skin of the animal, or tzomis, etc. Even though each one on its own is not an oichel to go and be mekabel tuma, but it's mitztaref to the oichel to form a full kebeya. So if you had 3/4 of a kebeya, and the or the roitiv was 1/4 of a kebeya, it's mashlum, I have a full kebeya. Avaloy tumas nevelis. If I have an animal which died, and it's a tumas nevela, there the shear is not a kibaya, the shear is a shear of a kezias. What happens if I only had 3/4 of a kezias, but attached to that piece of meat nevelas, I had an oiroit of kippa elo, they are not mitztarif. Why not? Mitcham will see in the Gemara from Psukim. Kibay tzibay. Similarly, hashoichet behemet tmeya, lo'ovid kechavim, umafarcheses, metam met tumas oichlin avaloi tumas nevelis achetomus oyachiyatis es roisha. What does all this mean? I have a behemoth tmeya. Behemoth tmeya means a horse or a chazer, a non-kosher animal. Hashoichet ayid shechted it. Crazy thing. Why would you shecht it? He shechted it. And he did levichum for purposes of agoy, umefachesis, and even after the shechita, the behemah is still jerking around. In Yiddish, it's still jerking around. So therefore, it's not considered to be fully dead. For purposes of the goy, he's not allowed to eat it, because it's like Eva Menachai, it's still alive. So therefore, it does not have a din of nevela yet, because it hasn't fully died, it's mefar cheses. Metam tumas ha'ichlin, avaloi tumas nevelis. When will it get a din of tumas nevelis? Ad shetumas, when it dies. Oyat chiatas as roisha, when you decapitate it. When you decapitate it, even if the animal is jerking around, it makes no difference, this animal is dead. Aha. Now, why does the Mishnah Dafka talk about that Ayid shechted it for an Oivik Chom and for Cheses? For that, there's a long Rashi, which we leave for homework. Just to start off the Rashi, see the first wide line of the Rashi is down below. Ashoich Behemet Tmei Lavoyis Chavim, Le'oivik Chavim, V'davka Yisrael, it was the Yisrael that did the Shechita, V'davka Shechita that he shechted it, V'davka Tmei, it was a non-kosher animal, V'davka Le'oivik Chavim, and Rashi makes a whole cheshbon why that is necessary. But that's why he uses those terms in the Mishnah. Continuing on the Mishnah Vaita, Riba Letami Tuchmas Oichlin Mimash Riba Letami Tumas Nevelis. I see from these two cases, from the Reish of the Mishnah Legabe, the Oyer, the Reuter, the Keeper, and all the rest, that they are Mitzdar of the Tumas Oichlin. And from the second case, Legabe, the Shoichin Behemet Tumay, Oivik Chomma Farcheses, that the Torah was Marbet Tumah by Tumas Oichlin more than by Tumas Nevelis. L'choira, that's a Dover Poshid. I see that without the Mishnah having to add Riba Letami Tumas Oichlin, presumably the Gemara is going to say Lasuye Mai, some other rule that applies to Tumas Oichlin and not to Tumas Nevelis. Finally, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, who Elul Hamachunas, if you took the Elul, remember the Elul means small pieces of meat which are still attached to the oyer of the animal that you were not able to get off when you were skinning the animal. If you were mechanism, in other words, you took together, you scraped off an L on the top, an L on the side, an L on the bottom, and the L in the middle. You put them all together, and now yesh boy, they have a shir kizayis b'mokim echad. Then the halach is chayiv. All of you would be chayiv. Why would you be chayiv? Says Rashi, because since you gather them together, you were machshiv them, and therefore now it does have a din of tumas nevelis. What means chayiv olav? And therefore, if a person were to touch that nevela, he becomes tamei. And if he now eats kodshim, or he goes into the base of Migdash, he's chayv to bring a korban chatas oile v'yarit. Good. Says the Gemara, we first focus on for a moment the halacha of a shoymer. Shoymer is the case of the oyer in our Mishnah. People do not eat the skin of animals, but the oyer has a major purpose. It's shoymer. It gives a certain degree of security and shmira for the animal when the animal is alive. And even after the animal is dead, it's shoymer in terms of that you cannot automatically take the meat, you got to take the shoymer off, you have to take the oyer off. And the halacha by shoymer is that it's mitztaref for certain types of tumah, like we learned in the Mishnah, mitztaref tami tumas ochlin, but not tumas nevelis. So our Mishnah is similar to what we learned in the following braisa. That what a shoymer is mitzaref to tumakala, the tumas oichlin is a tumakala because it's only a rishon l'tumah and not an avatumah. Mash enkein, we're not mitzaref to shoymer the tumachamura legabi nevela, which is an avatum. Shoymer tumakala, we know how I know that you're mitzaref. The Tanur Rabbi Shmuel says in the pasuk, al kol zera ziru asher yizoreya. Any type of seed that you're seeding in the ground is susceptible to tumah if you're machshir it with one of the seven mashkois to mekabel tumah. So why does the Torah use the expression zera zerua asher yizareya? Kederach shemini odom itzim lizriya. Go after the normal way people plant seeds. How do they plant seeds? Chita beklipasa, soira beklipasa, vadasha beklipasan. If a person has a wheat seed, a barley seed, or a lentil seed, even though they are created by the Rabbeinu Shlomo with a peel, a skin on the outside, people are not makpid, they just drop the chita seeds, or the sa'ida seeds, or dashim seeds in the ground, and we don't care about the fact that it has a klipa, because eventually the seed will flourish and blossom and break through that klipa. Ah, so what do I see from that? So that's the derech, that you have that shoimer, that klipa over the chita seed, the sa'ira seed, or the adashim seed. So that's how I know that there is a din of shoimrim letumakala, because it's basically a bottle to the food itself, to the oichel. So just like the oichel is makabel tumah, if it has the shoimer attached to it, it's mitzvah for kabel tumah. However, leishemel tumah chamura minolin. How do I know? The Tanna Bana says in the pasuk, benivlasa. Now, where does it say benivlasa? If you look at ois dalid of the Torah or Hashalem, v'chiyomis mena behema shi lechem li achla, and again benivlasa yitma da arif. Now, the word benivlasa is totally superfluous. We said v'chiyomis mena behema. The behema died. The behema ashi lechem li achla, if you normally would eat, if it was gishachtin, it died. Yomis mena behema. Hanagea. The pasuk could have said hanagea ba yitma da arif. If you now touch that nevela. Why does it have to say hanagea benivlasa? I know we're talking about a nevela. We're talking about v'chiyomis mena behema. So why does it benivlasa? Benivlasa comes to tell you v'loi bi'or she'ein alav kizai is basa. But it does not come to include an oir that does not have a kizai is basa. Not sure exactly what that means yet. We'll see in a moment. Yochan agiyah v'keneged basa me'achoyer v'lo yehei tamei. What happens if you touch the oir with his basa on the other side? You didn't touch the basa, but you touched the oir. So the oir is a shoimer on the basa. If you touch that, I would think lo yehei tamei, because you just said now on the amid beis, that it is tamei. There seems to be a stira minei uve. We start off, if you touch the neveila, become tamei, but not the arsh ein alof kzayis baser. And then you're tohar. But then it says, yachlan agiyah, but baser machoir of leye tamei. No, you are tamei. So what's going on? Omer rabbi v'amri lakadi, chasurim mechz v'achi tani. You have to add a couple of words to understand this brisa. It says in the pasim in evlosa, so I dash in veloi be'or she'ena love kezayis basar ve'or mashlim le kezayis, even though I have less than a kezayis basar. But if I add the oil together, it's mashlim le kezayis, it's not mitame. Ben evlosa, veloi be'or she'ena love kezayis basar. I don't have a full kezayis, even though the oil is mashlim le kezayis, it is not mitame. What happens if I have an oil that has a full kezayis basar, but I didn't touch the basar, I touched the oil? Because you say that the shoimer is not mitzdarif, so apparently the shoimer is gunished. So if I touch the oil, I'm not tame because I didn't touch the basar, and therefore vafilim masi yad nami liyabid. Not only is it not a shoimer, it's not even a yad. It's gunished. So what do I see from this drasha, says the Gemara? That when it comes to Hilchos Neveilos, you have to have the meat itself is metame. The oil is not mitzdarif. So in the case of the Tumas Oichlin, it is mitzdarif. That I learned from Zera Zeruah, she is Zereya. But in the case of Tumas Neveilos, it's not mitzdarif. To be continued, Amir Tashem, tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Zagisant.